Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Karman Yadaya Karmani. Karman Yadaya Karmani. Sangam Taktva Kurotiya. Sangam Taktva Kurotiya. Lipyate Nasa Papena. Lipyate Nasa Papena. Padma Patram Ivambasa. Padma Patram Ivambasa. Brahmanyadaya Karmani. Sangam Takta Karotiya. Lipyate Nasa Papena. Padma Patram Ivambasa. Brahmanyadaya Karmani. Sangam Taktva Karotiya. Lipyate Nasa Papena. Padma Patram Ivambasa. Brahmanyadaya Karmani. Sangam Taktva Karotiya. Papena. Sangam Takta Karotiya. Livyate Nasa Papena. Padma Patram Evambasa. Sangam Taktva Karotiya. Livyate Nasa Papena. Patram Patram Adambasa. Brahmani. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Adaya. Resigning. Karmani. All works. Sangam, attachment. Taktva, giving up. Karoti, performs. Ya, who? Lipyate, is affected. Na, never. Saha, he. Papena, by sin. Padmapatram, a lotus leaf. Eva, like. Ambasa, by the water. One who performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme Lord, is unaffected by sinful action, as the lotus leaf is untouched by water. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here, Brahmani means in Krishna consciousness. The material world is a sum total manifestation of the three modes of material nature, technically called the Pradhan. The Vedic hymns, Sarvam Yetad Brahma, Mandaka Upanishad, Tasmad Etad Brahma Nama Rupam Anandam Cha Jayate, Mundaka Upanishad, and in the Bhagavad Gita, Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma, indicate that everything in the material world is a manifestation of Brahman, and that all the effects are differently manifested. They are non-different from the cause. In the Ishopanishad, it is said that everything is related to the Supreme Brahman, or Krishna, and thus everything belongs to him only. One who knows perfectly well that everything belongs to Krishna, that he is the proprietor of everything, and that therefore everything is engaged in the service of the Lord, naturally has nothing to do with the results of his activities, whether virtuous or sinful. Even one's material body, being a gift of the Lord for carrying out a particular type of action, can be engaged in Krishna consciousness. It is then beyond contamination by sinful reactions. Exactly as the lotus leaf, though remaining in the water, is not wet. The Lord says in the Gita, 3rd chapter, text number 30, Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya. Resign all works unto me, Krishna. The conclusion is that a person without Krishna consciousness acts according to the concept of the material body and senses, but a person in Krishna consciousness acts according to the knowledge that the body is the property of Krishna and should therefore be engaged in the service of Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Inmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Nangayate Girim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. So in this verse, Krishna is explaining about how a person can do activities and not be affected by the results of the activities. As we all know, or we should know, that if someone is very wealthy, educated, coming from a good family, why? And another person, very poor, no education, not from a very good family, why the difference? What's the difference? Right? So according to Bhagavad Gita, it's the result of one's karma. If in the previous life one performed many pious activities, then one in the next life will be educated, wealthy, etc., etc. If someone in the last life performed many sinful activities, then in the next life they'll be without education, without wealth, etc. Right? So one may think that I should perform pious activities and I should avoid sinful activities, and that will be very good. But no, that is not correct. Why? Because even if one avoids sinful activities and performs pious activities, still one will have to take birth again in the material world. So whether one is very wealthy or one is poor, still they both have to die, right? It's not that the wealthy man doesn't die. He also dies. The poor man dies, but the wealthy man also dies. So the problem is, what the real problems of life are not solved. The real problem is that we take birth in the material world, and that we grow old, we become diseased, and we also have to die. Right? So disease will come to everyone. Right? During this pandemic of COVID-19, only the impious people got the COVID, or even the pious people got the COVID. the pujaris in Tirupati, they all got COVID. But they must be pious, pujaris worshiping Balaji, right? Same thing in Jagannath Puri, pujaris, pious. So, whether one's pious or impious, the real problems of life are not solved because one has to take birth again in the material world. But in this verse, it's being explained how you can live in this world and not be affected by the results of your activities. And that's what Krishna is explaining here. Karmani, adhaya karmani, brahmani, brahmanya adhaya karmani. So, brahmani, Prabhupada explains, means someone in Krishna consciousness. It also refers to this material world, right, the brahmanda. But it also refers to the Supreme Lord. So if one performs karma for the supreme activities, for the Supreme Lord, that's what that means. Karmani adaya means doing activities for the Supreme Lord. Sangam taktva karoti ya. Sangam means attachment, taktva means to give up, and karoti means that one performs activities, but one is giving up the results of those activities for the pleasure of the Lord, right? Just like one, someone has a job, and they're working, and the result from that job is that they get paycheck, right? Some salary. And with that, that's the result of their activities. So one can use that, it depends upon whether how one uses that result, and then you get the karma from that. If you use your paycheck and go down to the wine shop and buy liquor, you'll get one karma. If you use your paycheck and purchase food for poor people, that's a pious karma, right? So what is that situation where you don't get pious karma and you don't get impious karma? That's what Krishna is talking about here, right? He's talking about doing activities without attachment. So that is that one does their activities for the pleasure of the Lord. And the example that we can understand is that everyone has to eat something. Everyone has to eat, right? So if one cooks food and offers it to the Supreme Lord and then eats, no karma. Free from karma. It's Krishna karma, right? To eat Krishna prasadam, food offered to the Lord, there's no karma. So these are the kinds of activities that we need to do. It takes a little guidance. One requires guidance how to perform activities where one doesn't develop attachment, where one leaves the result of those activities for the Supreme Lord. So someone who is endeavoring in this way, Lord Krishna explains, they're lipyate nasa papena. By performing activities without attachment, by performing activities for the pleasure of the Lord, lipyate papena, there's no sin. But actually, papena can refer also to any activity that's outside Krishna consciousness. Not just sinful activities. Other activities also. Because the purpose of this human form of life is that one should become free from the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. And if one activity is, whatever activity we perform, if it's not bringing that result, then it's pop. Whatever it is, so-called pious or so-called sinful, right? So what Krishna is explaining here is that by performing activities without attachment means for the pleasure of the Lord in Krishna consciousness, then one doesn't get any either pious or impious result from that. And the example is given like the Padma Patram, the leaf of the lotus flower. If you look at the leaf of the lotus flower, it sits on the water, but it's not disturbed by the water. If you take a, if I take this book and I throw it in the water, big problem for the book. It'll be damaged. It's paper. It'll be destroyed if I throw it in the water. But if you put the lotus leaf, no problem, right? So we're all here in the material world, right? And the Krishna conscious persons in the material world, they're unaffected by the material world, like the lotus leaf. That's what Krishna is explaining, right? And those who are not Krishna conscious, they become very much affected by the material world. So the conclusion is that one should become Krishna conscious to become free from the effects of living in the material world. The material world is a very contaminated place. Just like people are wearing masks so they don't get infected, right? In the same way, spiritually, we need a mask so that we don't get infected with the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, right? These are not wanted. We have Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells him, come above the three modes, rise above the three modes of material nature. Everywhere we look, these three modes of material nature are working here. Goodness, passion, and what's the third one? Ignorance, right? You know, there's food in the mode of goodness, food in the mode of passion, food in the mode of ignorance, right? There's places in the mode of goodness. There's places in the mode of passion. There's places in the mode of ignorance. Being in material consciousness means that we are affected by these three modes continuously. Sometimes by goodness, sometimes by passion, sometimes by ignorance. If you go down to the samudra, the ocean, there's waves coming. Sometimes very big waves. So a swimmer in the ocean is tossed by the waves. Sometimes this way, sometimes that way, because the waves are very powerful. In the same way, the modes of material nature are like big waves in the ocean, and they toss us. Sometimes goodness, sometimes passion, sometimes ignorance. Recently, some friends went to the New Year's Eve party. In the New Year's Eve party, everybody drinks. Pitain. They got drunk. They had argument. In the argument, they began to fight. And one friend fell off into the, from the fifth story down. Finished. So, why? Because mode ignorance? Drinking is a mode ignorance? Right? People know it's not good. Finish your health. Finish your brain. Finish your family. Still they're drinking. Isn't it? Can't control. Mode of ignorance has captured them. Mode of ignorance captured. Very strongly. Like a rope. If I tie you up with a rassi, rassi bankarke, you can't get out. Isn't it? So we're all like that. We're all tied up by the rassi of these three modes of material nature. Sometimes goodness, sometimes passion, sometimes ignorance. Very tightly. So what to do? Someone who's not tied, someone whose hands are free, they can untie you. And that is Guru. Therefore, Krishna says in Gita, Tadvidi pranipatena puri prasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. He's explaining, you go to the tattva darshana. Tattva means truth, and darshana means who has seen the truth. You do some seva, and you ask questions from the tattva darshana, and then you can become free from the tight ropes of the material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And we can become like the lotus leaf. We're in the world, but not of the world. Jesus Christ said that too. You be in the world, but don't be of the world. You be in the water, but don't be touched by the water. Like the lotus leaf. And that's possible by being Krishna conscious, a Krishna conscious person. And it's not so difficult to be Krishna conscious. In fact, in this age of Kali, it's become very easy to become Krishna conscious. All you have to do is chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In that way, you become gradually free from the modes of material nature and understand that actually what is working, I'm not working, this body is working. I'm separate from the body. The body may be doing so many things. I'm different from this body. That means working with detachment, understanding that this material body is part of this material world, and that it's a combination of the three modes of material nature, and that I'm something separate from that. How to get this realization? Again, by spiritualizing our consciousness. Srila Prabhupada gives the example. If you take a iron rod and you put the iron rod in the fire, after some time the iron rod becomes like fire. Right? In the same way, if we absorb our consciousness in Krishna, then gradually we re-spiritualize our consciousness. And that is Krishna consciousness. So this is required. In the material world, people are looking for happiness. They talk, Happy New Year. Right? But how to become happy, nobody knows. Right? The formula for becoming happy, the formula for becoming satisfied and peaceful is in Bhagavad Gita. But people don't know what is in Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes we say, take Bhagavad Gita. Say, no, no, no. Why not? No, if I take Bhagavad Gita, then in my house there'll be fighting. Sometimes it's. So there are so many misconceptions that people have. But all these misconceptions can be cleared away with the knowledge that's there in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. We just celebrated that Gita Jayanti in the month of December. Still, the words of Krishna are being read today. Right? Because the knowledge that Krishna is giving in the Bhagavad Gita is eternal knowledge. Material knowledge is always changing. Right? What they studied in the university 70 years ago, now that it's changed, because material knowledge is always changing. But the knowledge that Krishna gave 5,000 years ago is still true today. Krishna says in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Dehi no smindyata dehe komaram yuvanam jara tata dahantara praptir diras tatra namuyati. That first, he's telling Arjuna, you have a baby body, then a child body, then middle-aged body, then jara, old-aged body. And just as in this life, the body's changing, similarly at death, you'll get a new body. Can anyone here show me their baby body? Huh? You had a baby body. You remember when you were small, child. But show me that body. It's gone. It's changed. Right? So that's true for everyone. It's not just true for Hindus. You mean that Christians don't have baby bodies? Huh? You can't matlab. The Christians, they don't become old age? Buddhist? Whatever it is. It's everyone. It's a universal truth. It's the absolute truth. And Krishna is giving that in Bhagavad Gita. So it's so important. Because it's the guidebook. This Bhagavad Gita shows us how to become peaceful, how to become free from attachments, free from anxiety, right? And be a Krishna conscious person. So that whatever's happening in the material world, one is situated on the spiritual platform and is aloof, just like the lotus leaf on the water. So that's the sum and substance of this verse. If there are any questions, we can try to answer them. Any questions?
Attachment. So this is quite confusing, because when you say as when you have to perform your duty means you have to work, and generally people have a conception that working means you have to involve yourself, you need to try your intelligence, you need to try to make money. So while we have to make money, we need to sometimes challenge also other person, we need to use all those theory means also to earn more and all. But here Krishna says work without attachment. So how can a normal person can work without attachment?
Without attachment to the result. You do your duty, but don't be attached to the result. A person works, I'll give you an example, just like in the early days of Krishna consciousness, the devotees, sometimes they had jobs. And they would work at their job, and they would give their check at the end of the week for the maintenance of the temple. Right? So that's what it means to work without attachment. That the result goes to Krishna. Now, someone may be living at home, but if they're spending money for food and a place to stay, and if in that place there's Krishna consciousness, the food is offered to Krishna, and there's discussion about Krishna, that becomes a Krishna conscious place. And so the result is for Krishna. So even if you do work and throw yourself into the work, because the result is for Krishna, you remain unaffected by that work. And a Krishna conscious person, you know, in the material world there's so much cheating, right? People are, you know, doing so many cheating things. But a Krishna conscious person is satisfied with what result comes, you know, according to honest work. You read in the paper, some businessman, you know, did some cheating for 100 crores or 1,000 crores. A Krishna conscious person won't do that. They'll work honestly, and the result they'll use for Krishna. So they're not in anxiety. Persons that are not Krishna conscious, they do so many cheating activities. And they have so much anxiety. So much anxiety. So much anxiety that they can't digest their food. So the rich man who has so much wealth, and the poor man, when they sit down for breakfast, they have 2 slices and 1 cup of tea, right? Whether you're the poor man or the rich man, 2 slices of bread and 1 cup of tea, breakfast. It's not that the rich man can eat 1 loaf of bread. No, he also 2 slices, 1 cup of tea. But the poor man, if he can digest because he's peaceful, he's offering the result to Krishna, he's working for Krishna, he's thinking of Krishna, he can nicely digest his 2 slices and tea. But the person, he may have so much wealth, but because he's doing cheating business, he's always in anxiety, bhaya, fear. Income tax will come. Other thieves will come. And he can't digest his 2 pieces of toast and 1 cup of tea. So working without attachment, it means working for Krishna, for Krishna's mission. Krishna's mission. And Krishna's mission is that people should find out what is the words of Krishna, what is the philosophy of Krishna, what are Krishna's pastimes. And a Krishna-conscious person tries to do that, tries to share with others the knowledge that Krishna has given, share with others the pastimes that Krishna has performed, so that'll be benefited. And those, and when they do that, they become completely free from anxiety. The only anxiety is how to serve Krishna better. But that's transcendental anxiety. The result of that anxiety will be no more birth in the material world. And the result of anxiety about stock market and how to hide from GST and income tax and all these things means, again, in the material world. You may have a big building that you made, and you'll be attached So your next life, you can come back to that building, but you'll be one chua in that building. Right? According to karma. So serving Krishna is so important for the people in general. And it all begins where it's not a complicated thing. Anyone can do. All you have to do to start your Krishna consciousness is to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Radha Rasbihari ki, Nitai Go Premanandi.